Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Had several people send me this story, including John. Thank you very much. But it's been widely publicized, and it's another one of them stories out of one of those states that allows you to do this. A North Carolina man just won a $750,000 lawsuit after suing his wife's lover. From CNN, a North Carolina man says his divorce was almost unbearable, but an unusual legal claim just landed him $750,000. According to court documents, Kevin Howard recently won a judgment against his ex-wife's lover for alienation of affection, a claim that exists in just a handful of states across the country. Alienation of affection laws, sometimes known as homewrecker laws, allow the spouse to sue another person who purposefully interferes with the marital relationship. The person sued is usually the person a spouse cheated with. And Howard had been with his wife for 12 years, and she approached him about getting a separation. The couple started attending marriage counseling, but something felt off. So Howard hired a private investigator who uncovered the affair, he told CNN. Howard blamed the other man for alienating his wife from him, according to court records. In August, a judge ruled in Howard's favor. He was a colleague of hers from work, Howard said. He ate dinner with us several times. We spent time together. I thought this was a friend. But the lawsuit wasn't just about the money, he said. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. Other families should see what the consequences are, not only breaking the vow to whatever religion you subscribe to, but also your legal responsibilities. And of course, not all marriage ceremonies are religious, so that right there is a little off. And CNN has been unable to contact the defendant. Cynthia Mills is the attorney for Howard. She told CNN she's argued at least 30 of these cases, alienation of affection cases, during her 31-year career. She has 5 cases of this type open right now. It's very prevalent, she said, obviously. To have a chance at winning the lawsuit, a cheated-on spouse should be able to show the couple was happy before the affair and a lover came between them. In other words, a third party got in the way of the relationship and caused its downfall. So, husband and wife are married, third person comes along and kind of gets in the middle there and separates them, as opposed to one person wandering off and finding love in all the wrong places. So, in many of Mills' cases, it's not really about the money, she told CNN. Just to underscore this point, the attorney said it's not about the money. I wonder if she gets one-third of the satisfaction, too. The idea is keeping the marriage sanctified and keeping the family together, she said. Really? How many of these people stay together? I'd love to see that statistic. But people have still made some serious bank taking their exes to court. CNN getting all hip. In 2010, Mills said one of her clients received a verdict of $5.9 million. Last year, a judge ordered a man to pay $8.8 million to a husband whose wife he had been seeing for more than a year. Most of the money awarded consisted of punitive damages meant to penalize the defendant, but $2.2 million was in compensatory or tangible damages. Many states have repealed the alienation of affection laws, but they still exist in Hawaii, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, Utah, and North Carolina. So this raises a variety of questions. People often say, Steve, how can you monetize damages when there's no out-of-pocket things that you put dollar signs in front of? And courts have to do that. So someone dies, what are they worth? You bring in a person who can say, well, this is what they're going to make over a lifetime and so on. But no one's dying here, but someone's upset. They're sad. They're whatever. So a judge or a court is asked to place a monetary value on what somebody went through. And that's just a matter of just making up numbers, putting a dollar sign in front of it. Of course, the bigger issue here is if you get an $8.8 million judgment against somebody for alienating the affections of your spouse, are you ever going to be able to collect it? Of course not. And will getting that money make you whole? Again, of course not. Now, what's interesting about this is that these alienation of affection laws are kind of strange. Like we've noted, they've been repealed almost everywhere, and so they only exist in a few states. But as the attorney pointed out, the tort, that is the wrong that you can sue for here, began in Old English law, when women were in fact viewed as property. In the same way that a man could sue for the theft of a horse, he could sue in essence for the theft of his wife. Now, any spouse can sue regardless of their gender or their partner, but these were originally intended to be kind of like, hey, I'm the man here, and some guy stole my wife. I can sue him for that. So it's good to see that these laws have been updated to match the fact that nowadays, the wife could say some woman stole my husband, right? Or in our day and age, all kinds of things are possible, so that a spouse could say someone stole my spouse. So I guess that's another issue that we could get into, but I'm not going to. So these things, like I said, are possible in the states of North Carolina, Utah, South Dakota, New Mexico, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Elsewhere, it's just pretty much the wild, wild west. Someone steals your spouse, you can't sue them. My general thought is if someone steals your spouse, let them. But hey, that could just be me. So that's the story out of North Carolina. Again, John, thanks for passing it along. And I don't often comment on t-shirts, but I know that some of them do confuse people. And I'll let you know that in case you can't see this one, it does say Sisu, S-I-S-U, Sisu, which is a Finnish word. And it's superimposed over the outline of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is a portion of the state of Michigan, up north, as we often call it. And the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is a large Finnish population. My ancestors are Finnish. I'm Finnish, of Finnish descent. And Sisu is a Finnish word meaning like tough, perseverance, grit, guts. It doesn't translate directly, but it is a word that many Finns know. And it's something that we consider to be part of the Finnish makeup. What makes us Finnish is our Sisu. So this was passed along to me from a listener. Thank you very much. XXL. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.